Neil Presidente there at the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies, that you're in the top five, so you get the relaxation of being able to plan for the future. But you only got to play teams like Pirates and Moree Wee Bowler Bulls and the Sandals. It's just one of those things now that you've got a real good crack at winning the Heath Shield and maybe even the Trelaw Cup.
Mate, absolutely fantastic that the boys did a great job today, and they've done a great job all year and got themselves into the top five. But unlike you say, we cannot relax, as we will be playing Moree Pirates, whoever comes along with us in Tier 1. Yeah. And it's going to be tough, but the boys are up for the challenge. So it'll be great rugby from here on in. I can't wait.
Well, certainly Walker, of course, during the first round as well. You only just lost to those guys, but you picked up bonus points, which really has secured that top five spot. But Toby Twigg, he's come back for another year, and he's really led the team beautifully.
Yep, Toby, he's had a few injuries. He's just been starting to get back into his game, and that showed today. I think he played his best game for the season today, which is great. He's just starting to get back into it, but we've got quite a few boys out there have really lifted, and we've got a good squad who are all playing as a team, which is a fantastic thing to see.
Yeah, of course, can you believe it's nearly been 5 years, the likes of Dale Robbo and also Daniel Bird have been in Scone. It's just incredible, isn't it? And they're playing some unbelievably great rugby.
Yeah, mate, Dale and Bird, it was fantastic to get them back for a full season again this year. Fantastic players, you know, and we've really missed them in the past couple of years, so it's really great to have them back on board.
What's the state of things there in regards to Scone Rugby? Of course, you've got the great heaving metropolis that is Scone Rugby Park, and of course the Thoroughbreds have finally won their Group 21 Grand Final. Is it just one of those things you're going to continually fight over players with each other? And are we now going to start seeing some of this hard work that's been done at the juniors on a Friday night kick in with some of the local players, you know, continue to supplement into the club?
Mate, we're always battling with league. Unfortunately, they don't have to travel as far as us, and they offer money, so it's very hard to get players off them. But yeah, let alone stop them poaching players. They always try to go for our better players. It's something we have to deal with all the time. But we just hope that, as a rugby community, the rugby game, we want to keep all the boys playing rugby. And as far as the juniors go, they're a fantastic driving force, our junior sides. Lots of numbers there. Unfortunately, we don't get to see too many of them come through to seniors. They all move off to uni or other areas. There's not too much to keep them in Scone, unfortunately, but we do get the odd few filter through, and our second grade is seeing a few of those boys this year, which is great. We've got a very young second grade side. We've only won a couple of games with some big schools against us, but those boys are going to thrive in the future. There's some great players in that team.
Well, the great thing about it is you've had no less than 20 reps in the juniors for Central North as well, and that's the hard work of the likes of Gus and Tor and the Eddies of the world and the like. But of course, a very special year for the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies. We have our 50th anniversary, and of course we've got a sumptuous effort that is going to be the dinner, the lunch on the 9th of September there at the club. Of course, you can find out more through the website there, sconerugbyclub.com. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right, mate. So we've got a couple of people who have been involved with the club for a lot of time. So Mick Chesworth and Michelle Edwards, who she was involved with the rugby club very extensively. Her husband played for Scone. They're organising it, which is fantastic. You know, a couple of old school people back involved, getting it organised, and we hope to see as many old players, supporters, anyone involved with the club over the last 50 years who can come. It would be great to see them there.
Well done, Dave. It's fantastic to see that the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies are flying high. You can find out more about the magnificence that is the 50th year anniversary, and that'll be on the 9th of September through the website there, sconerugbyclub.com.